It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Haney, it's Delane, out to Wendy. Why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing, rebound three! Give her another! Savannah Wendy with her fourth three in the first half. Corner three, left side, Brian Short. Rebound put back. Wilt at the buzzer, he switches it on the baseline. Wilt's right spot at the right time. And the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store.
Now Davis, just pass behind and send the target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam! And throw it away. It's deflected. Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And now, with today's play-by-play coverage, here is Wade Gershner.
Only 6 miles separate the Rossville Bulldogs and the St. Mary's Bears, and tonight they will meet each other for the first time during the 24-25 high school basketball season, and then they'll meet again in 20 days in Rossville, in the return of the home-and-home series this season. Hello, sports fans. Wade Gershon with you. Our games of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. We have some bonus basketball for you tomorrow night. Makeup game from earlier this year due to the snowstorm and bad weather. We'll have Silver Lake at Holton tomorrow night on the Holton Channel and also on 96.9 The Pulse. But tonight, we have a battle between two rivals, Rossville and St. Mary's. The St. Mary's girls are 7-5 on the season, 4-1 in league play. Rossville, meanwhile, 6-7, 1-6 in league play, dealing with some injuries. We'll tell you more about that later. And the boys game, Rossville ranked 6-2A, 9-4 record, taking on the 9th rank in 3A. St. Mary's Bears are off to 11-1 start. Should be a good doubleheader tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. More of our pregame show to come after this 2-minute timeout.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tolson, and MJ will join us later on running things back at the studios south of Hiawatha. Wade Gershon with you tonight for the Big East clash between the Rossville Bulldogs and the St. Mary's Bears. Let's start with Rossville. The Lady Bulldogs, 6-7 overall, 1-6 in league play last year, with 18-4, 8-2 in the league. That was second to Silver Lake, who, of course, went undefeated and won a 3A state title. They lost in the Sib State semis to St. Mary's a year ago in their season, 48-45 in overtime. Oddly enough, last year, Rossville beat St. Mary's during the two regular season meetings, 72-37 and 54-42. But then St. Mary's got the most important one when the season was on the line in the Sib State semifinals. St. Mary's punched their ticket to a third consecutive sub-state final, but then fell to Silver Lake in the sub-state championship. And Roskill this year lost. They lost some talent from last year when they went 18-4. But two key players are coming back: Riley Dick, head coach's daughter, returning starter, all-leaguer as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and Nora Burdick, returning starter, and an outstanding freshman campaign, a sophomore this year, who's averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. But she broke her hand recently playing volleyball, so she has missed a few games, and that certainly hurts Rossville. Many teams are playing a box and one on Riley Dick, who's averaging 22 points, 4 rebounds, and she's hit 42 three-pointers. She's shooting 42% from downtown, so other players have to step up for Rossville. Rossville coming off a second-place finish at the JCN tournament last week to beat ACCHS and JCN, lost to Northeast Kansas in the final on Saturday. And then last night, a makeup game, and they lost at home to Jeff West in a high-scoring affair, 70-65. St. Mary's, meanwhile, 7-5 on the season, 4-1 in league play. Last year, 13-10, lost in the sub-state finals, as I mentioned, to Silver Lake at Riley County. Dorian Silsbury, head coach, third-year record, 32-27. He's a St. Mary's grad from 2011. Have been assistant for 10 years before becoming the head coach. And we mentioned St. Mary's won only 1 of 3 meetings, but it was a sub-state semis a year ago. Lost a very talented senior class. They lost 3 starters, 2 of which were 4-year starters. And both these teams have a short roster. Rossville, 14 girls out for basketball, and 2 are out for the season due to injury. St. Mary's, meanwhile, 13 girls out and just 4 seniors and 2 juniors. And they revolve around Hayden Heim, a 6'3 senior center, averaging 28 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 3 steals a game. She's going to play Division II basketball at Central Missouri State for the Mules. Last year, averaged 18-10. She is an all-state selection in 3A, all-league selection as a junior, and well on to being all-state, all-league again as a senior. Isabel Hurley is a 5'7 senior, averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds. They've been a foot 1-2 punch, but after that, the offense really falls off for the Bears, who are coming off a performance at the Hiawatha Invitational, where they lost in overtime in the first game to Troy, 43-40, beat Jackson Heights, 52-25, and then lost to Lafayette on Saturday, 49-26. St. Mary's Rossville girls game coming up. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Mary's, home of the Bears. Let's introduce the starting lineups. First for the visiting Rossville Bulldogs will be Claire Whitmore, a 5'3 freshman guard, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Cheyenne Hahn is a returning starter, a 5'4 senior guard, averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Riley Dick, a 5'6 junior point guard, returning starter, all-league performer her first 2 years. 22 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Maggie Sanders, a 5'4 junior guard, averaging 4.5 points, 4 rebounds. And Sydney Sumner is a 5'11 senior center, averaging 1 point and 3 rebounds. Once again, Nora Burdick, 5'11 sophomore, outstanding player, averaging 16-10, out tonight with a broken hand. For St. Mary's, Veronica Hutley is a 5'3 sophomore point guard, averaging 2.2 rebounds. Leanna Figgy is a 6-foot junior forward, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds. Maisie Kent, a 5'6 senior guard, averaging 2.5 points, 4 rebounds. Hayden Heim, a 6'3 senior center, averaging 28 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 3 steals. Leads the team in every category. And Isabella Hurla starts as a shooting guard at 5'7 senior, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. St. Mary's Lady Bears in their home white with the blue numerals and lettering outlined in the gray or silver, and Rosso in their road black uniforms with the gray numerals outlined in red. A little bit harder to see their numbers when you're a ways away from the floor compared to the Bears. And it will be Sydney Sumner to jump against Hayden Heim. Hayden Heim has had a terrific career. She has over 1,000 points. She is the all-time leader in rebounds at St. Mary's and still has half of her senior season to go. And we are underway, tip controlled by St. Mary's. The Bears have the ball from left to right on your radio dial in this Big East matchup. Former Mideast rivals, now in the Big East. Turnaround shot is missed by Hahn, faded away a little bit, rebounded by Hahn. Here come the Bulldogs pushing it from right to left. Hahn goes all the way to the baseline, cut off there, double team, fires it out, fumbled a bit by Whitmore, freshman, corrals it near far sideline and kicks out in the corner, wide open for a three, and matching her number is Cheyenne Hahn. Her fifth three of the year, shooting just 13% from three, and Rossville has the early 3-0 lead. Both these teams rely a lot on just one or two players offensively. Here's Heim trying to answer, and she does. She splashes a three, the 6'3 senior, showing some range. That's her eighth made three of the year, and we're tied at three. And she'll have to shoot from the perimeter when she goes to the next level in Central Missouri State in the MIAA, as underneath, getting raked across the arms, is Maggie Sanders. A nice dish underneath. She was open, found a crease in that Bears defense. Foul is on Brianna Figge. That is her first and first team foul on St. Mary's. These two teams in the same sub-state a year ago, Rossville 18-4. They had beaten St. Mary's twice, once by 35, but the third meeting in the sub-state semis at Riley County, St. Mary's bit them 48-45 to continue their season in Rossville's. 1 out of 2 for Sanders at the foul line. 4-3 in favor of Rossville. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Hurla. She barely grazes the front iron from the near wing. Rebounded there by Whitmore, the freshman, ahead to Riley Dick. Riley fires it ahead to Sumner. She turns, shot over Heim, doesn't fall. Rebound fought for, ripping it away. Going up strong is Riley Dick. She misses, gets her own rebound again. Power dribble, puts it up and in. She is just a junior, ladies and gentlemen, averaging 22 a game. And a lot of defenses are keying on her. And yet she's been able to score. Not only that, she's shooting 42% from three, which is fantastic. 42 out of 99 for three-point land. Last year, she was really good at shooting threes at 36%. An outstanding shooter. Maisie Kinn on the baseline, gives it to Heim. Heim drives into the lane, lost her balance. They kick it out, though, into the corner. Three, it is knocked down. Far corner by Isabella Hurla. So both teams shooting the ball well in the early going. St. Mary's with a couple of three-pointers. Cheyenne Hahn with a three. Now going all the way for Rossville as Riley Dick missed the layup. Good penetration. Able to go right down the boulevard, but couldn't finish at the rim. Quickly ahead, baseball pass to Hutley, a sophomore. And her pass tipped, nearly stolen. Now on the deck is Whitmore, the freshman against the senior Heim. And jump ball arrow points in favor of the Rossville Bulldogs. Rossville will be at Sabetha on Friday. They'll be all at home on Tuesday against Royal Valley. They'll meet St. Mary's again 20 days from now, which we'll have for you at 96.9 The Pulse. As that'll be St. Mary's at Rossville on a Monday night. Dick, guarded by Maisie Kent, puts up a three, short from the top of the key. And a good strong rebound by the all-time leading rebounder at St. Mary's, Hayden Heim, averaging 28 points and 14 rebounds a game. Valley Dick harassing on the perimeter. Heim fires it over to Kent. Kent penetrates and lost it, but it goes right to Heim, who lays it in with the left off the glass. Heim with 5, and it's 8-6 in favor of St. Mary's. Their first lead of the night. Dick into the lane, puts it up, and banks it in. Riley Dick has 4, and she's so aggressive attacking the goal there, and we're tied at 8. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. High scoring first quarter early on, and now a reach-in foul called on either Riley Dick or Whitmore, to the chagrin of the head coach, Derek Dick, who is Riley's dad. Derek Dick, in his first year as the head coach of the Rossville Lady Bulldogs, he was head coach for 8 years with the boys, had 116 wins and just 56 losses, took him to state a couple of times. actually two third-place finishes in state. Kent fakes the three, drives left of the lane, flips it out to Hurla, hit a three a moment ago. Hurla has made 118 threes in her career with that one earlier in this quarter. See what defense Rossville is in, because they're going to stay with Heim wherever they can. He gets a little bit of room, shoots the three, bounces off, and rebounded there by Sumner. Outlet to Riley Dick. Here come the Bulldogs across the timeline to my left, and Dick just threw it behind her, but didn't have anything on it. Didn't get to the intended target, then knocked out of bounds, fight for the loose ball, and last touched by Rossville. So the Bulldogs with just their first turnover of the ball game. St. Mary's with a turnover as well. 4:31 to go first quarter. We're tied at 8. Boys game coming up later tonight. Rossville boys ranked 6th and 2 at 9 and 4. And the St. Mary's boys ranked 9th and 3, 11 and 1. They're only lost to Nemaha Central, ranked 4th and 3A. Here's a three from the far corner off the back iron by Hurla. And the ball tipped out and saved by Sumner for Rossville, but then she throws it away. High and then tied up. Jump ball with Sumner. And the arrow goes to St. Mary's. Well, both these teams have seen a lot of different defenses. When you have Heim and Hurla, 1-2 punch, and now Rossville, they had Burdick and Riley Dick. Now just Riley Dick with Burdick out. Boxing ones, diamond and ones, triangle and twos, all kinds of interesting defenses. Kick out pass. Three-pointer switch from the near corner by Isabella Hurla. She has 6, her second three of the evening, and St. Mary's is back in front, 11-8. Little give-and-go action. Whitmore brings it back out to Cheyenne Hahn. Hahn, nice pass to Sumner. Over to Riley Dick, little crossover, drives, cut off there, double team. Now Hahn, second, he thought for a second, and then finally heaved it, hesitated, misses the three from the near wing. Been better off just heaving it right off the bat. Here come the Bears, back the other way to my right. Into the far corner goes to Jadelyn Breeze, goes by Jade for short, 5'10 sophomore. In the corner, open, Kent, three, this long, bounces in. Maisie Kent with just her fifth three, shooting just 15% from three-point land this year. And St. Mary's has made 4 3-pointers in this first quarter. Pull up Jay on the run, and nice floater put up there by Riley Dick. She has 6 of her team's 10. 14-10 in favor of St. Mary's. St. Mary's averaging 49 a game, Rossville 54. It's been a well-played offensive first quarter. Time goes baseline, cut off, and stepped on the baseline. Turnover for St. Mary's, there's second. Kyler Suther and Maddie Michalis, the assistants for Dorian Silsbury in his third year head coach with St. Mary's, record of 32-27. Took him to state just a couple of years ago. Lost the first round to St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan. Been the sub-state finals 3 straight years. The pass intended for Lenny Lewis, who just checked in right through her hands and out of bounds far side. So turnover. Timeout on the floor called. We'll take one as well. It's a 30-second timeout. 2:45 to go first quarter, 14-10 St. Mary's, back in 30 seconds. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Mary's High School. Home of the Bears, that is at 14-10 in favor of St. Mary's. They just called a 30-second timeout. Both teams with 2 turnovers, both teams shooting the ball very well. Riley Dick has 6 of the 10 for Rossville. Three-pointer by Cheyenne Hahn. The 1 made 3 for Rossville, 4 made 3s for St. Mary's. A lob it in to Heim, who catches it, turns, and missed on the banker. Gets her own rebound, sticks it back up and in with the left. He has 7, and it pays to be tall. She just grabbed the ball over a shorter Rossville player. And then she didn't make any contact. It's a legal play. There's no such thing as over the back, by the way. Here's a pull-up. Jay, good. On the baseline by Whitmore. Freshman getting the start. He had to play more with the injury to Burdick. 16-12. Both teams are shooting the ball extremely well. Jaden on Breeze. Swing it over to Pauli. And this one knocked away and loose, stolen. Here is Lenny Lewis back the other way. Missed the layup. Riley Dick there to follow it up and in. He has eight. And it's 16-14 at St. Mary's. And at 48 to go first quarter. Hospital, see what they're doing defensively here. They're playing man-to-man. Looks like it's a triangle and two. That's what it is. Here's a three from the corner. And making him pay is Jalen Breeze, just her fourth three of the season. St. Mary's has made five threes in this first quarter, and it's 19-14. And, you know, if you're Derek Dick, they coach Rossville, I think you just sit there and say, you know what, I think they'll cool down. We'll stick with the triangle and two. As Riley Dick into the lane puts up a defended shot, partially blocking, a foul is called on the Bears. It is on Perla. That's her first. It's a second team foul. And now this pass knocked away from Shaylee Hubble into the ball game, but then coming right back down the floor as Hahn pokes away from behind as the Wolf. The turnover for turnover. Bears had it, and now knocked away again in the backcourt. Tie up on the floor is Isabella Hurla, along with Hahn, and the arrow points in favor of Rossville. We'll see how much gas is in tank for the Bulldogs. They had to play last night, lost a high-scoring game, 70-65. St. Mary's has not played since Saturday. St. Mary's will be a Holton on Friday. Tuesday, they host Neumann Central, and the next Thursday at Silver Lake on 96.9 The Pulse. Here's Riley Dick at the high screen. Switch off, and Himes guarding her. Here's Lewis. Lost the ball out front. Diving on the floor again. This time is Breeze, and they force a tie-up. It goes to the Bears in white. With 54.7 to play in this first quarter. 19-14, high-scoring game. St. Mary's with the lead and the basketball. Boys game coming up next between two state-ranked teams. Rossville boys ranked 6th and 2A. St. Mary's ranked 9th and 3A. With it is Kent. Nobody coming out to guard her. Now throws it behind Heim. Knocked away and stolen by Lewis. Here's Lewis. Bring it down the floor. Wisely backs it out. Pass tipped out front into the backcourt. And picked up there by Whitmore. No over and back. It was touched by the Bears. Whitmore behind the back dribble at the volleyball line. Keeps the dribble alive, and Derek Dick, head coach Rossville, wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 19-14 St. Mary's, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershon with you on this Tuesday evening in early February. First meeting of the year between St. Mary's and Rossville. They'll meet again in 20 days in Rossville, which we'll have for you right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tomorrow night, Silver Lake at Holton. Next Tuesday, Piper at Seaman. That should be a terrific doubleheader on Tuesday. Can't wait for that one. They're at Seaman High School, home of the Vikings, as both the Seaman girls and boys and Piper girls and boys are ranked in the state in 5A. Well, a three-guard weave out front for the Bulldogs, trying to milk the clock and hold for the final shot of this first quarter, it appears. Van Hahn has it between the circles. Moving to our left, hands it off to Whitmore, the freshman. Now back over to Hahn, pass knocked away and stolen by Veronica Hutley, but then she lost it, stolen right back, and Whitmore lays it up and in with 2 seconds on the clock, and that brings us to the end of the first quarter. A very high-scoring and, quite honestly, entertaining first quarter offensively as the St. Mary's Lady Bears lead Rossville 19-16. Back with the second quarter, 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Mary's High School. Rossville with the basketball to start the second quarter. Lady Bulldogs trailing the Lady Bears 19-16. St. Mary's in a man-to-man defense. We've seen Rossville in a triangle and two against Heim and Hurlett. Here is Riley Dick, goes to work against Kent. Drives, pull up, baseline, rolls off the cup, ball tipped around, good job by Sumner, then stuffed by Heim, who's having 3 blocks a game. Getting it back, though, is Maggie Sanders. Out front, pump fake by Hong, goes all the way, the scoop of the left is too strong off the window. Rebound a weak side by Figgy, and here come the Bears, moving to my right. Hurla lobs it for Heim, easy catch, power dribble, layup no, but fouled. Heim 6'3", Sumner 5'11", tallest player on the floor for Rossville. And Sumner was called for that personal foul. Her first and the first foul in the second quarter, as the fouls, of course, reset each quarter. 5 team fouls means a double bonus in the quarter and no more 1-1s, as we established last year. As Heim knocks down the first free throw, a 76% foul shooter, she does it all for this team. There have been some times this year where she definitely needs some more help offensively. Second free throw line drive, but good. There's no doubt she's one of the best players in the state in 3A. Her. And then you look at Kaylin Haney, probably the best post in the state in 3A might be Heim. And here's a banker by Riley Dick. Riley Dick might be the best junior guard in the state in 2A. She's, like I said, she's a junior. She scores, and it's 21-18. Back inside, Heim banks it up and in. Well, it's Heim versus Riley Dick right now. Not that we are too surprised by that. 23-18. Dick averaging 22, pull back threes, is bouncing off top of the key. She has the green light. Whenever she wants to shoot it, why not? Shoot 42% for three, and then a tie-up on the rebound between Figgy and Sanders, an arrow in favor of St. Mary's. And then Heim, of course, averaging 28 a game. So we have two of the highest-scoring players in the state, Riley Dick in 2A and Hayden Heim in, for St. Mary's in 3A. Here is Hurla, deep three, good! From the SM, representing St. Mary's logo, well beyond the three-point line from the near wing. Hurla has 9, and it's 26-18, and now Riley Dick has the ball knocked away by Hurla. Coming back the other way, the banker up and good by Veronica Hutley. She's able to muscle it up and in. And just like that, it's 28-18, St. Mary's. And it's a full-court pressure, and the Bears knock it away. Here's Kent, lobs ahead, too far for Hurla, tries to save it, hit the bottom of the backboard, and that'll be turnover right back. Well, this St. Mary's team has hit 6 three-pointers already in this first half. And we have a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 6:05 to go, second quarter. 28-18, St. Mary's, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A quick 7-0 spurt by St. Mary's has pushed their lead up to 10, 28-18, 6:05 to play in the second period. Rossville burning their first full timeout. They burned two of their 5 timeout allotment. Full court man-to-man pressure by St. Mary's, and Hahn, far side, is being hand-checked and fouled in front of the Rossville bench by Veronica Hutley, her first. And the first team foul on St. Mary's. Bringing up is Hahn. Hands it off to Riley Dick. Dick flips it over far side to Sanders, and Sanders traveled. That's the fourth turnover already in the second period. We've only played 2 minutes and 10 seconds of the second stanza. St. Mary's 28 and Rossville 18. St. Mary's scored 81 a season high against Maranatha. Rossville scored 89 their season over against Bishop Ward. 89-9 they won that game. Here's Heim turns. Created a little space with the forearm. Now to Hurla. Back to Hutley. Hutley steps in. 12-footer off. Heim, great position. Rebound. Stick back good. That was a senior taking some younger players to school there. She is 13, and there's just no answer for number 22 in white for St. Mary's. Here's Hahn. Pump fake into the lane. Blocked by Breeze. Rebounded by Heim, and St. Mary's starting to take over. 30-18 with 5:10 to go, second quarter. Breeze doesn't take the three. They swing it to Hurla. Hurla's at three triples into the lane. Flips it back out to Kent. Kent, a lefty. Goes up with a wild shot. It hit the standard behind the backboard. Going up to the rafters means it's out of play. Bailey Hubble, 5'9 junior, into the game for Rossville. He's missed some time due to injury. He was a starter last year. Here's Riley Dick against the pressure. Finds Cheyenne Hahn. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Now diving for it. Great hustle by Perla. And that forces the tie-up. It'll stay with Rossville, but Hurla was the only one that wanted to get on the floor there. That's where I think Derek Dick, head coach Rossville, would like Hahn to dive on the floor. Don't just bend over and try to pick it up. Hurla, a little extra effort and hustle, forced the tie-up in the jump ball. The arrow stays with Rossville. The next one, though, will be in favor of St. Mary's if there's another tie-up. More than likely there will be. There's Riley Dick to Whitmore, the freshman. Whitmore across the Bear logo at half court at St. Mary's. Gives it up to Riley Dick. Little crossover. Riley steps in, kicks out far corner. This is Lily Mitchell in for the first time, number 14. Under hands it to Lewis. Here's Whitmore. Fakes the three, steps in. Floater over Heim off the back iron for 15. Ooh, and then Heim went up to get the rebound and was inadvertently undercut, lost her balance, and then landed hard. I think she'll be okay. She landed on her tailbone. Man, she hit the floor hard there. Iron Flax, athletic director, coming out to check along with the head coach, and I think she'll be okay. That was a scary fall. As she's in some tears as she goes to the bench. Al, they called on, did they call Fallon Russell? They did. They called that on Riley Dick, so she has two personal fouls. Second team foul on the Bulldogs. Myron Flax, he was my junior high football coach at Waukini, and he was also my English teacher, and I was an aide to him as I was a student aide my senior year in his classroom, and now he's the athletic director at St. Mary's. Tie up in the backcourt on the inbounds. Now they're actually going to call foul on Lewis on the reach-in. So Lewis called for the foul, her first, third team foul. Bears have it. They trigger it in to Hutley. Here comes the trap. Hutley in some trouble. Bad spot to pick up the ball. Lost it for a moment, but Hurla comes away with the loose change. Now we have a 3-on-2. Kent into the corner. Breeze lines up a triple and hits another one. A match of jersey. Breeze has 6, her second three of the game. That's 7 threes for St. Mary's. Coming in shooting is 25% from three, and St. Mary's at 7 threes in the first 12 minutes of this game. 33-18 St. Mary's. Here's Whitmore. Here's it back over to Mitchell. Who's going to score for this team for Rossville other than Riley Dick, who puts up a guarded shot there on the baseline, missed everything, but right-handed hook. A lot of pressure on her right now, and an outlet pass past Hurla and out of bounds far side. Turnover St. Mary's, that's their 7. 33-18. 12-0 spurt for the Bears. Taking control of this one. Still a long way to go, though. 3:43 to go in the second quarter, but You know, Riley Dick is going to have to probably score 30 for her team to have a chance here tonight without her talented teammate, Nora Burdick, who's out with a broken hand. Hope to have her back soon. You take away a player that averages 16 points, 10 rebounds on any high school team, it's going to hurt you. Here's Whitmore, a left-handed high-arcing floater is good. Tough shot by Claire Whitmore, but she gets it to go off the window. She has six, 33-20. And now a steal, and the shot put up. It does the toilet bowl, rolls all the way around and in for Riley Dick. She has 12. St. Mary's now at eight turnovers. 33-22. Here's the pressure. Riley Dick's got to be careful. She has two fouls. Here's Breeze. Nice pass underneath. Wide open. Easy layup for Brianna Figge. 35-22. That's the key. Get the ball to the middle against the pressure. And now a foul on the far side. A little body check again, trying to defend Riley Dick and trap on the far sideline. This foul's on Maisie Kent. That's her first and the second team foul on the Bears. 2:54 to go. First half, 35-22. A high-scoring girls varsity contest. And now behind the back dribble by Riley Dick, and there was a defender right there. Hurdle knock it away. Riley Dick, great effort, gets on the floor, dives, tied up by Breeze, and the arrow points in favor of the Lady Bears of St. Mary's. St. Mary's will be at Holton on Friday, Tuesday to host Nemaw Central, and then Thursday at Silver Lake. That's a tough stretch. We'll have that one next Thursday right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Rossville will be host on the road at Sabetha, and then Tuesday they host Royal Valley. Substitutions, Heim is back in after being shaken up, landing on her tailbone. Good news for Bears fans. Also out there is Figge, Carson Pauli, number five. Huntley is the point guard, and Hurla. Figge inside, wide open is Huntley, and she puts it in. She shot it straight up for about 3 feet. Didn't use the backboard, but it went in. A little unorthodox, 37-22. Here is Hahn back in the ballgame. Sanders sets the screen. Hahn kicks it out to Sumner. Sumner traveled with the basketball. Good pressure on the ball handler there by Heim. And with her 6'3" frame, it's hard to see over her, have good vision to make a pass. Rossville, 9 turnovers, 8 for St. Mary's. 2:12 to play in this first half. Heim calling for the ball in the lob, and the pass knocked away and stolen. Good defense by Hahn, the front, the post. And then her pass is knocked away by Huntley, but out of bounds on the baseline. Rossville's burned a couple of timeouts. Riley Dick in the ball game, she'll play pretty much the entire contest. Hahn is out there along with Sanders and Sumner and Whitmore. Here's Hahn, brings it up the floor, being chased from behind by Hurla. Hahn fumbles it for a moment, underhands it to Whitmore. Whitmore, good pass across the floor to Sumner. Now back to Riley Dick. Guarded closely there by Pauli. Now to Hahn, Dick sets the screen. Back out to Whitmore, wide open, three-pointer, bouncing off. Good look. And Heim there to clean the glass like she normally does. And then a foul called. A little overzealous by Maggie Sanders at a time that already corralled the rebound. Fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. 37-22 in favor of St. Mary's. Here's Huntley over to Hurler, who hit a three from that very spot on the SM logo on the near wing for about 24 feet. Back over to Huntley, not really a threat to shoot the three too often. Figge fires it over to Pauli. Now to Hurla, probing in the lane, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. This one missed everything. An air ball by Figge, and rebounded there by the Bulldogs. 37-22 St. Mary's. Riley Dick rolls it ahead to Hahn. Her three scrapes off the cup. Iron unkind, and rebounded there by Pauli. Here comes the 6'3 senior center. Heim brings up the floor, drives, steps through, and is mugged, going to the goal. Heim will get two free throws. Personal foul, Maggie Sanders, her second. 15 foul. Substitution. Breeze is in. She's hit a couple of three-pointers tonight. St. Mary's, the team's hit 7 threes, and we're still in the first half. So here's Hayden Heim. She has 13 points, a three-pointer, 2-for-2 from the line, averaging 28 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 steals. She is committed to play D2 basketball at Central Missouri State. All-league, 3A All-State selection as a junior, and well on her way to seeing that again this year. Maybe even the 3A Girls Player of the Year in that classification. And she hits both free throws. She has 15 halfway to her average, and 39-22, St. Mary's. Here's Hahn. Into the near corner goes the Hubble. Hubble plays it over to Whitmore. Whitmore, bounce pass, into the far corner. So give and go back to Riley Dick, and she is fouled going to the hoop. Fouls on Carson Pauli. That's her first, and it's the third team foul on St. Mary's. Riley Dick to the line. 86% foul shooter. She's such an outstanding shooter. Hasn't made a three yet tonight, but she has made 42 threes, shooting 42% from three. She's a three-year starter. She's a junior. That means she starts a freshman. She makes both free throws here. She gets the line a lot, too. So she's 57 of 66 from the line this year, 86%. 39-24. And she'll be back next year as a senior. The triangle and two action again by Rossville. Here is Hyman. This is behind. Over to Huttley. 25 on the clock. St. Mary's could hold for the final shot of the first half if they choose to. Here's Hurla. He's made three three-pointers tonight. Three of her team's seven triples. Over to Kent. Lay it out between the circles of Huttley. Now to Hurla. 10 on the clock. Into the near corner. Kent gives it to Heim. Knocked away. Good defense by Hahn. And Whitmore comes with the loose change. Doesn't know the clock. Now fives and a half court, well short. Now seeing the first half. Good stop defensively by Rossville there as St. Mary's milking the final 30 seconds and then didn't get off a shot. Turn it over. But a successful first half for the Lady Bears. They lead Rossville at halftime 39-24. Stay tuned, our halftime show to come after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome to our halftime show. Halftime here at St. Mary's High School and the St. Mary's Lady Bears, the home team leading the visiting Rossville Bulldogs, who are just 6 miles to the east here on Highway 24, short little bus drive. 39-24, St. Mary's girls with the lead at intermission. It was 3-0 Rossville early on, 6-3. We were tied at 8. St. Mary's pushed the lead to 14-8, led 19-16 at the end of 1, and then went on a 12-0 run to push the lead out from 21-18 to 33-18. And a lead at the break, 39-24. St. Mary's led by Hayden Heim with 15 points. 4-4 from the line and a three-pointer. Isabella Hurla has 9 points on three triples. Maisie Kinn, a three-pointer. Brianna Figge with a layup. 6 points on two triples by Jaden Breeze. Veronica Huttley chipped in with four. St. Mary's made 7 threes. Three by Hurla, two by Breeze, and one by Kent. Turned over 9 times. And there are 4 of 4 from the foul line in that first half. Rossville, meanwhile, led by Riley Dick, senior point guard with 14, 2-2 from the line, no made threes. Van Hahn made the only three in the first half for Rossville. Claire Whitmore chipped in with 6 points, and Maggie Sanders with a free throw. And turnovers, Rossville had 9. They were 3 of 4 from the line. Halftime, St. Mary's with the lead over Rossville, 39-24. More of the halftime festivities to come on the other side of this break. Back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks and St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with Cedar Engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you at St. Mary's High School, as the Lady Bears home squad leading Rossville at the break 39-24. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight, Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, L&L Automotive here in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Miller Motors of Rossville, Doltmeyer Homes, Bob's Janitorial, Tyner Insurance, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Myself, Cindy, she's here at the game attending tonight as a fan. Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, BKD Companies. That's where Rossville head coach Derek Dick works with the Katie Companies in Rossville. Integrity Insurance, Horrock Legacy Group at Rossville, Next Tech, Seven Lake Bank, Clements Welding in Morrill, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance agent here in St. Mary's, and Gray's Auto Repair with two locations to serve you, oddly enough, in St. Mary's and in Rossville. St. Mary's girls leading at halftime, 39-24. Coming up later tonight is the boys' contest. Rossville boys 9-4, 4-3 in league play. Coming off a win last night over Jeff West, 65-38. They also had a nice tournament at Jeff County North, winning that tournament with going 3-for-3. They did lose last Friday by 1 point at home to Nemaw Central, 52-51. Nemaw Central ranked fourth in the latest KBCA rankings in 3A. Rossville ranked sixth in 2A. And they have a very talented team led by Jack Donovan, who's averaging around 20 points a game. And then St. Mary's, the boys, they're ranked 9th in 3A. They started 10-0. They're now 11-1 overall, 5-0 in the Big East League. They only lost to Nemaw Central, and that was a non-league game as it was part of the Thunder Classic of the championship. Bill Scrabbling, the head coach of St. Mary's, former K-Stater, if you remember him, the K-State from 2010 to 2014. He's led St. Mary's to the state tournament back in 2020, made the state semis, but then COVID ended everything right then and there, and then led them to state in 2022 and also in 2023. And they were state champs way back in 2009. So there's some history there. Rossville's made it to state 5 times in their school's history. They made the semifinals a couple of times, but they have not won a state title. So Rossville, St. Mary's boys, both teams ranked in the top 10 in their collective classes. That's the boys game coming up later tonight. Halftime of the girls' contest, 39-24. Favorite St. Mary's back with the second half in 2 minutes. This is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We begin the second half. Rossville with the basketball, the black jerseys with the gray numerals outlined in the red. Moving to our right, man-to-man defense by St. Mary's. They're in the home whites with the blue numerals and lettering and blue trim. With it is Maggie Sanders. Flips it to Sumner. Passes tipped by Hahn. St. Mary's trying to extend their defense well beyond the three-point line. Pressured the ball handlers of Rossville. Here is Sanders into the lane. A scoop at the right, and it comes up just a bit short. It was a good move by Sanders. Couldn't finish at the rim. Here come the Bears moving right to left. Erla across the timeline. She had three threes in that first half. She had 9 points. Heim had 15 to lead St. Mary's. Erla pump fake, goes baseline, little scoop, no, rebound, stick back, put it in by Heim. He has 17, averages 28. And it's 41-24 St. Mary's. Here is Hahn, and she is fouled from behind as Hutley is going for a steal. That's her second. First team foul of the third quarter on the Bears. They average 49 a game, and they already have 41. Giving up 38 a contest. Also giving up just 47 a game. St. Mary's coming in, shooting just 25% for three. They made seven threes tonight. Sanders looks inside, nothing doing. You got Biggie at 6 foot, good size to go along with Heim. Here's Whitmore, found a seam on the baseline, but the floater, she leaves short. And here come the Bears. Hartley across the timeline, the sophomore point guard at 5'3". Out to Kent. Open. Hurla, top of the circle, three. Too strong off the back iron. Here come the Bulldogs. Hahn with the rebound. Backs away. Now goes in the lane. Rejected by Heim. The human fly swatter there to protect the goal. And then Hutley splits through everybody. Misses the running right-hander off the glass. Riley Dick the rebound. And a jump ball, the arrow stays with St. Mary's. Well, if you're just tuning in, we were tied at 8. St. Mary's led 19-16 and then a 1, but outscored Rossville 20-8 in the second quarter at a 12-0 run, trying to pull away. Right now leading by 17. Heim goes baseline, leans in, draws the contact and the foul. Not much that the Bulldogs could do defensively there. Fouls on Sumner, that is her second. And the first team foul on the Bulldogs, who come in with a record of 6-7, just 1-6 in league play. Started the year with three wins and won the Chapman tournament. Beat Bishop Ward by 80, 89-9. Beat Sacred Heart 57-50. Beat Chapman 65-25. Then they lost four in a row to Silver Lake, Holton, Hiawatha, and Riley County. I made the first, second free throw up. That one is in and out. And then the loose ball foul called on Breeze trying to get the rebound. That's her first, second team foul. Himes' first miss from the line tonight. He has 18, and that's the difference in the game. 42-24. Riley Dick ahead to Whitmore. Now to Hahn. Bounce pass to Sumner on the baseline. Back to Hahn. Returning starter from a year ago from the Rossville team on 18-4. St. Mary's ends their season in the sub-state semis after Rossville really beat them pretty good the first two times. Now Sumner catches it on the near wing and lost her footing and travels. St. Mary's 7-5, 4-1 in league play. We lost in league play. Second here in a moment. Here's a pull-up jumper in the lane by Herla, missing. And then a loose ball foul called on the Bears after Sanders had already corralled the rebound. Bears 4-1 in league play. I'm checking to see who their league loss is to. No, that would be Riley County. That was their one league loss. 42-24. Foul is on Huttley. That's her third. Inside the scoop and will not fall for Sanders. Second time the Sanders did a great job getting all the way to the hoop. Check that. That was Hahn. And now Heim all the way to the hoop and puts it up and in. Nobody stuck their nose in there and took a charge. 20 for Heim. And it's 44-24. St. Mary's in control. These schools will meet again in 20 days in Rossville. We'll have it for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Get past near side. Putting up a wild shot. The banker doesn't go for a Hubble. And Heim is there to clean the glass yet again. Brings it down the floor like a gazelle. Now flips it out front. They swing it. Herla open. Left wing. High arcing rainbow three. Back iron no. Long carom to Hubble. And then she's tied up. Arrow in favor of Rossville. Boys game coming up next. It'll be Rossville ranked 6th in 2A, 9 and 4 against the 9th ranked team in 3A, St. Mary's Bears. The boys of St. Mary's 11-1, start of year 10-0. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
.44-24, St. Mary's with their biggest lead of the night in the girls' varsity contest. 4:36 to play in the third quarter. Rossville burning a 30-second timeout. They have two fulls left. St. Mary's with four timeouts remaining. Full court man-to-man pressure by St. Mary's. Riley Dick will bring it up herself and just have everybody clear out. Riley Dick with 14, averages 22 a game, has not scored here in the second half. Once again, Nora Burdick, one of the best players, out with a broken hand, averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds, and they certainly missed her. Whitmore, they swing it over to Hahn. Hahn puts it out to Whitmore, open three for the freshman, and she buries it. There, Whitmore has her first three of the night, her seventh of the season. And it is 44-27 in favor of St. Mary's. Rossville lost five seniors from last year, Kinsey Pirine, Kinley Porter, Emma Mitchell, Katie Spielman. Has a three put up by Herla, no, but the follow off the window doesn't go for Kent. And Heim had it, lost it, it's loose, and grabbed there on the baseline by Lily Mitchell of Rossville, and then she is fouled. Take your pick, Breeze or Kent. They're going to pick Kent. That's her second. 14 foul on the Bears. Also, Brooklyn Horrigan was one of those five seniors from a team that went 18-4 a year ago. Into the near corner, they swing it out to Dick. Three-pointer on the way, short from the wing. Rebounded in the far corner by Kent. Three starters back for Rossville this year, but one of those, of course, out due to injury in Burdick. So Hahn and Riley Dick, the only returning starters, are playing here tonight against the Bears. 44-27, here is Heim. flips it in the near corner. Wide open Kent. Three-pointer. Bouncing off. Weak side rebound. Breeze missed, but she's fouled. Nobody boxed her out on the backside at all. It was an easy rebound. Fouls on Lenny Lewis. That's her second team foul. Lewis, a sophomore. This Rossville team, they like to play fast, but with Verdict now out, they've tried to play a slower pace. Eight-player rotation now down basically to seven. Concerns height and depth, rebounding and turnovers, and even more so without Verdict. Second free throw up, first one missed, and the second one also missing there for Breeze. So she goes 0 for 2 from the stripe, 2 for 6 from the line this year now. And now Riley Dick lost the ball for a moment. It's loosened on the floor. Grabbing it is Hahn. Hahn, pass tipped. It's loose in the far corner it goes. And then Riley Dick had it ripped away. Fighting for it is Kent. Jump ball again, and the arrow points in favor of the Bears this time. Verdict last year averaged 15 points, 8 rebounds, and was all-league. And this year, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Broke her hand playing volleyball, her left hand. But they hope to have her back soon, and they'll need her. They want to make a run in the postseason. There's a lob in the Heim between two defenders. Doesn't matter. She's taller than everybody. That's where Burnick would help, no doubt, at 5'11", and she's also athletic. They can't help on the bench out the injury, but maybe she'll be back in 20 days, and they have a rematch in Rossville. 46-27. Heim has 22. Heim had a performance this year where she scored over 40. Had another game where she scored all but, I think, four of her team's points. So he's had an interesting senior campaign. Loose ball foul called on Folly. Actually, yeah, it was a foul, but they haven't put it on the board yet. So a timeout called by St. Mary's. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the third quarter, 46-27 in favor of St. Mary's. That foul was on Carson Pauli, a sophomore, number 5 for St. Mary's. So Riley Dick to the foul line, 86% foul shooter, first one swish. He has 15. She has not made a three yet tonight. She's hit 42 threes this year, so about three a game. Second free throw up, and that one rattled in there. The first points of the second half, she had 16 of her team's 29. Hasn't had enough offensive help. 3-2 zone by the Bulldogs. Paying attention to Heim out on top. Fallon Clurman is in the ball game, a freshman. Now bad pass, saved far side by Kent. Pass ahead, Clurman to Dick. Riley puts it up and in. She has 18 now. And it's 46-31. Rossville needs a few more of those mistakes by the Bears to allow them to claw their way back into this one. They're fronting and playing behind Heim in the post. Hurla was wide open in the corner. They didn't find her. Now Hurla pops up top of the key and catches the basketball. Picked up there by Clurman. Rossville team only 14 girls out for basketball. Two are out for the year. Verdict's out tonight. Here's a pull-up J by Breeze. Rattles in baseline. Good ball movement. She has 8. And it's 48-31 in favor of St. Mary's. Rossville has 2 seniors, 6 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 3 freshmen. It's just a lot of times this year, Rossville and St. Mary's, they have enough on their roster where they have to play half of a JV game. As going inside was Sanders, and she is rejected rudely by Heim. Heim gets her own rebound then off the block, kicks it out wide open. Hurla, 3, misses. Rebound tie up between Maggie Sanders and Heim. And they are points in favor of St. Mary's. St. Mary's, I mentioned, 13 girls are out for basketball. 4 seniors, 2 juniors, 5 sophomores, 2 freshmen. They start 3 seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. And the reach-in foul in the backcourt with some pressure. That one's called on Kent. Not a great foul there because you're already over the limit, and that lets Roscoe shoot a couple of free throws with the clock stopped. Roscoe trailing by 17. 1:02 to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's hit 5 three-pointers in the first quarter. 15 of their 19 points in that first frame were from beyond the arc. Free throw up and in. Mai Han, her first trip to the line tonight. She's made a three-pointer. The only, and I checked that, she and Whitmore have each hit a three-pointer tonight for Rossville. Second free throw on the way. This one's too strong. And rebounded by the Bears. Petlianovich getting a breather, the point guard, a sophomore. She has 3 fouls. 3-2 zone. I'm now playing on the perimeter for the Bears. Over to Hurley. Hurley, bounce pass, and try to go to Heim, and it wasn't there. Sumner, then the outlet, knocked away. Hurley comes in, steal, lobs it for Heim. What a catch. What a dish, and a layup on the lob from Hurley to Heim. She has 24, and it's 50-32, St. Mary's. Almost a travel, keeping the pivot foot is Hahn. Here's Riley Dick, guarded by Pauli. Roswell just doesn't have an inside post presence, and that's what they have when Burdick is healthy. Pretty much a 5 guards, 5 out offense. Driving, putting it up strong, and banking it in. Good baseline drive, Maggie Sanders' first field goal. 50-34, 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Hurlett down the boulevard, the floater, good, right before the buzzer. And at the end of 3, it's St. Mary's 52, Roswell 34, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the fourth quarter. Rossville trailing St. Mary's 52-34. St. Mary's, one of the strengths of this team, their defense. It's been very, very good this year, giving up just 37 points a game. Concern offensive consistency and turnovers. They'll play 4 out, 1 in with Heim, or they play 5 out. Here's a lob to Heim, catches, and an easy layup. Perfect pass from the far corner by Stiggy. So now they're just like, let's just keep dishing it to Heim. Heim has 26 of her team's 54. Riley Dick has 18 of her team's 34. 54-34 in favor of St. Mary's. Their lead is 20. Coming in at 7-5 record. Rossville 6-7. Whitmore flips it to Sanders. Now over to Riley Dick, picked up there by Hurla. Gives it a cross pass, tip, a dangerous pass, and then Whitmore wasn't ready for it. Coming away with the loose ball is Kent. Lobs it ahead for Hutley. Hutley tries to save it and does, but right there to grab it is Hahn, and a foul called on Figgy. Also with 12 turnovers and St. Mary's with 10. Really, turnovers has not been a big factor in this game. It's been no answer for Heim inside, and Roscoe knew that coming in, being shorthanded. But next time they play the Bears on their home floor 20 days from now, they may have Burdick back. Might be a different story. Heim knocks away and steals it. Heim goes all the way to the cup, misses the runner, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in off the window. Time misses, gets an offensive rebound. She has 28 points. Timeout Rossville, 56-34 in favor of the Bears. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
56-34, St. Mary's with the lead. Rossville running a timeout there. They have one remaining. St. Mary's has three left in their back pocket. 6:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Bears lead by 22. Well, full court man-to-man. And Whitmore brings it up. Picked up there by Hurla, freshman versus senior. Whitmore getting valuable experience. In the far corner it goes to Hahn. Here is Sanders, top of the circle. To the near wing, it goes to Hubble. Hubble had a rib removed. Didn't know if she was going to play this year. Nice pass to the baseline to Whitmore from Riley Dick. Whitmore's high-arcing shot off the window doesn't go. Rebounded. Good hustle there in the corner by Sanders. Now to Whitmore. Triple team. And had it knocked away. And Hurla comes away with it. And a tie-up. And the arrow stays with Rossville. Well, you got to like Whitmore's her tenacity. You learn a lot about your team when you're down. Find out who wants to fight to the bitter end. Right now, Rossville down 22. They'll run four across and out of bounds play. So a cross screen action. Lob it all the way out to Whitmore. Play it to Hubble. Guarded by Heim. Now inside it goes to Hubble. Nothing doing there. Kicks it to Whitmore. Dribble drive left in the lane to Riley Dick. Back over and throws it away. No shot clock here tonight. I haven't seen a shot clock in the Big East League. If I remember correctly, the Big East League chose not to have a shot clock. Most leagues in the state decided as a collective unit whether they're going to do a shot clock or not. It's optional. They show giving you the option to use that three-point or that to implement a three-point. Try that again. Implement a shot clock. Here is Huttley. Steps through, puts it up, and scores. Nice move. Monica Huttley has six. Having just two a game, and it's 58-34. St. Mary's with the lead. We did see a shot clock last week when Silver Lake played at Rock Creek. Silver Lake doesn't use a shot clock. Big East, as I said, pretty sure nobody does in the league. But Rock Creek did. Got a few Seaman games as the pass was thrown away by Rossville. Miscommunication. Turnover, so St. Mary's has it on the inbounds far sideline from the Rossville bench. But the bigger schools have tended to have a shot clock, a 35-second shot clock. We'll see if it becomes universal next year for all classes or not. But it's not being used in postseason play, and that one's kind of interesting to me. But if it's not universal during the season, it probably shouldn't be in the postseason. Here's Heim, wraparound pass, and a foul hold call on Rosso down low trying to defend Heim. On Whitmore, her first team foul on the Bulldogs. So we've had a few changes in high school basketball the last couple of years. Here's Hurla, wide open three, in and out from the far corner. Rebound put back Kent. That doesn't go. Heim had it, lost it. Here's Hurla again. She has 11 tonight. Steps through, and the ball ripped away and out of bounds. Last touch by Rossville. Of course, the big change last year was going to the reset of fouls. Five fouls per quarter, no one and one. Double bonus once you get five fouls in a quarter. Makes the game go quicker. I like the resetting of fouls. You know, I have tons of free throw shooting competitions and everybody gets in foul trouble early. This is a jump to put out that breeze. He knocks it down. She has 10. Averages just four a game. 60-34. Now wide open is Maggie Sanders. Has all day and splashes a three from the near corner. That's her fourth three of the year. and it's 60-37 in favor of St. Mary's. Here's Breeze in the corner. Double figures with 10. Erlaz 11. Iamaz 28. That's 49 of their 60. Lob it to the far corner to Pauli. Lob inside to Heim. Triple team and tie up again. Good job by Maggie Sanders. Arrow in favor of St. Mary's. So while some people maybe don't like the fact that 1-1 was eliminated, it does speed up the pace of play. Yeah, I love that you reset fouls every quarter. It makes it a little bit more simple for people at the scores table and for the officials. You don't have to keep coming over going, is it a two-shot foul? Are we a 1-1? Are we a bonus or the double bonus? Nope. Five-team fouls, you don't have to keep track on the scoreboard anymore. Once you get to five, that's two free throws every single time unless it's a player control foul. Breeze. Trigger three, misses from the left wing, out of bounds, last touch by Roscoe. It'll stay with the Bears. And then, of course, the big change this year, well, there's a couple of things. There's flop warnings now, and then there's also emphasis on not slamming the basketball or you get a technical. That's supposed to be automatic this year. Kent looks inside, and then there's the shot clock experiment. Here's Heim, three-pointer, hits it from the near corner. She caught it, just turned and drilled it. And if she can do that at the next level, she's going to have a very nice college career at Central Missouri State. 63-37, Himes hit 9 threes on the year, 2-9. Into the lane is Riley Dick, and she is blocked at the apex, but a foul called on Breeze. 3:29 to go fourth quarter, 63-37, St. Mary's with the lead. Roscoe, promising start to the season, and then they've had injuries to deal with. And tonight, with this loss, they'll fall to 6-8, 1-7 in the Big East League. Free throw swished again by Riley Dick. He has 19, half of her team's points. Second free throw, also good. She's automatic at the line. You might as well just save time and let them have 2 points when she gets fouled. And they say, hey, you got to go to the line, 12 for Rossville. Nah, just give her the 2 points. Let's move on. Erla plays it out front to Kent. With the pigtail. St. Mary's in the white unis, moving to my left. Here's Heim. Between the circles, it goes to Herla. Back to Heim. She catches, tries to step through, kicks it back. Good decision. Herla wide open three. Back iron, no. Great box out by Whitmore on Breeze. That was fundamentally sound by the freshman on the sophomore. 5-3 versus 5-10. You can be short. You can still box out. 63-39, St. Mary's. Roscoe, only time they led was 3-0 and 6-3. Here's Riley Dick. Spin dribble. Nice move. Flips it up with the right and bounces off. And then Breeze is tied up with Riley Dick and Whitmore. And the arrow stays with Rossville. Rossville gets the Betta on Friday. They'll host Royal Valley on Tuesday. St. Mary's at Holton Friday. Tuesday will host Nemaha Central. And then next Thursday they will be at Silver Lake. We'll try out for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake at Holton tomorrow night on 96.9. Next Tuesday, Piper at Seaman. All four of those teams stay ranked in 5A. As a nice scoop by Pond, but can't finish at the rim. Here come the Bears. Leading by 24, 2:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Well, Burdick is healthy the next time they play. I think it's going to be a way more competitive game. Just don't have an answer for 6'3 inside. Burdick's 5'11 in athletic. Here's a three on the way by Breeze. That one wide left. Missed everything except the backboard. Whitmore ahead to Riley Dick. Pull up three in transition. Swish, that's her first three of the night, her 43rd of the year. She now has 23 points. And it's 63-42. St. Mary's, who will improve to 8-5-5-1 in the league. So right there for a league title. And Rossville, 1-7. They'll be 6-8 overall. Rossville is in the 2A Valley Heights substate. St. Mary's in the Hiawatha 3A substate. Substate also different this year. 16-team substates. They seed at 1 through 16. And then you have 8 teams in one substate, 8 in another, but it's hosted by the same school. But the first couple of rounds, in fact, all the rounds, I believe, until the semis are held at the higher seeded site. Then you have 2 girls' championships, 2 boys' championships. As a tie-up near half-court against Herla by Riley Dick. Herla in favor of St. Mary's. So that'll be another big change come substate time. We'll talk more about it when we get to that point. So Himes Knight is done. She finishes with 31. Ella Jackson, a 5'8 junior, is in, number 21 for St. Mary's. Piggy's out there, along with Breeze and Huttley. Remember, you can't completely clear their bench necessarily because they only have 13 girls and only can play six quarters combined between JV and varsity. I wonder if that's a rule that they could maybe change to allow you to play seven quarters. That would help these teams that have lower numbers out. Seen that with quite a few girls' basketball programs the last couple of years. Playing keep away right now are the Bears with 30 seconds to go, and now they throw it away in the backcourt. That'll be an over-back turnover on St. Mary's, their 11th of the night. Roscoe's turned over 15 times. As I said, turnover's not really a big thing in this one. Hasn't been a big decider. Tatum Miller, a 5'5 junior out there for Rossville. Chloe Hutchison is a 5'9 freshman. Lenny Lewis, a 5'6 sophomore. You got Fallon Clerman, a freshman. Claire Whitmore now on the bench getting a breather. There's Hubbles out there as well. Savannah Irvin comes in. Underneath, wide open. Layup good for Chloe Hutchison. 63-44. Savannah Irvin is in there. Lexi Carlson in the ballgame for St. Mary's, along with Lucy Keenan, a sophomore. Here is Irvin. Laid out front to Jackson. Five on the clock. See if the Bears will shoot it or not. Now Emma Foster has it, a freshman, and she dribbles out the clock. St. Mary's improves to 8-5, 5-1 in league play as they knock off Rossville by a final of 63-44. Should be pointed out that the first league game between teams, when you play two games against each other within the league, the first one counts as a league game. The second one is a non-league game. So Rossville St. Mary's, when they play 20 days from now on the 24th of February on a Monday in Rossville, that will be a non-league contest. But it will still count, of course, towards the regular season standings and towards possible substate seeding implications. St. Mary's 63, Rossville 44, back with a post-game show in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you on this Tuesday evening in February from St. Mary's High School. As St. Mary's girls win 63-44. St. Mary's failed early 3-0 and 6-3. St. Mary's took a lead 19-16 at the end of one, then went on a 12-0 run in the second, kind of put her away. led by 15 at the half, 39-24, go on to win it 63-44 at one point in time, had a 26-point lead in this contest. St. Mary's led tonight by Hayden Heim, 6'3 senior center, all-league, all-state a year ago, and she'll be that again, maybe even the 3A girls player of the year. She had 31 points tonight, made two threes, 5 of 6 from the line, and numerous rebounds and block shots. She filled the stat sheet. Isabel Hurla had 11, 9 points in the first half on 3 three-pointers. Maisie Kent had a three-pointer in this ballgame, finished with 3 points. Brianna Figge with 2 points. Jadelyn Breeze had 10 points, including 2 three-pointers. 6 points for Rana Huttley, point guard for the Bears. St. Mary's made 8 threes, 3 by Hurla, 2 by Heim, 2 by Breeze, and 1 by Kent. They're 5-8 from the line, had 11 turnovers to accrue to 8-5 on the season, 5-1 in league play. Rossville falls a 6-8 overall, 1-7 to Big East League. They were led by Riley Dick, no surprise. She had 23 tonight, 14 in the first half. She had 1 three-pointer, perfect 6-6 from the line. 9 points, including a 3 for Claire Whitmore. 6 points for Maggie Sanders, including a 3. 4 points for Cheyenne Hahn, including a 3. And 2 points for Chloe Hutchison there late in the ballgame. Knoxville, 15 turnovers unofficially, 8 at tip of the line, hit the 4 threes, 1 by Sanders, 1 by Riley Dick, 1 by Hahn, and 1 by Whitmore. Knoxville will be at Sabetha on Friday. Tuesday, host Royal Valley. St. Mary's, meanwhile, will be on the road Friday at Holton to host Nemaw Central Tuesday, and then next Thursday at Silver Lake, which we'll have for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Your final score in the girls' game here from St. Mary's, it's the Bears winning over Knoxville by a score of 63-44. Coming up next at the boys contest, 2 state ranked teams doing battle, 6th ranked in 2A, Rossville at 9-4, taking on the 9th ranked team in 3A, St. Mary's Bears, who are 11-1. Should be a very entertaining boys game coming up in a little bit. We're going to throw it back to MJ in the studios, and we'll be back with you in about 5 or 6 minutes with our pregame for the boys contest between St. Mary's and Rossville. Once again, a huge thank you to all our sponsors that make it possible, including Gray's Auto Repair, locations in St. Mary's and Rossville to serve you. Michelle Martin, your American Family Insurance agent here in St. Mary's. Clement Welding in Morrill, Silver Lake Bank, Nextech, Horak Legacy Group of Rossville, Integrity Insurance, and Katie Companies there in Rossville, Performance Tyron Auto of Topeka, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Bank of American Home, Tugger State Bank, Tyner Insurance of Rossville, Bob's Janitorial, Biltmeyer Homes, Miller Motors of Rossville, St. Mary's Teamworks, L&L Automotive of St. Mary's, and Doug's Pharmacy of Rossville. I have a chance to thank those sponsors. Without them, these broadcasts not possible on 96.9 The Pulse. Don't forget to download the free MSC Radio app, and you can listen wherever you may be across the entire world. Download it for free on your Play Stores and on your phones. Once again, it's the MSC Radio app, and it is free for you to download and enjoy. St. Mary's girls win 63-44. Boys coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. Stay tuned with that coming up here on 96.9 The Pulse.